with you. What an incredible week it has been here at the Autumn Miles Show. I have loved this week. I've loved talking to Patty. We talked to Patty Trace in a couple of days. This week, we are pulling apart and talking about the Proverbs 31 woman. And I am so glad that you have joined me today. Now, yesterday, I'm going to give you a little recap for those of you that didn't hear what we were talking about yesterday. Maybe you can't. Maybe you were away from your radio. You can listen to this show on our podcast. You can listen to it on our YouTube. We put stuff on YouTube. I want y'all also to follow us on social media. We're all over social media. I post like a ton on my Facebook page. That's my primary page. You know, just inspirational things. You know, whatever. I do these selfie videos. You know, with no makeup on. I look all cray, but that's all right. I'd love for you to follow us, and we want to hear from you. We have heard from y'all so much, and it just encourages my staff, myself. I want to pray for you. Just a couple nights ago, my staff and I, we literally opened in prayer for you and for your needs and what you are going through. We love you genuinely. We love you here at the Autumn Miles Show. So I really want you to reach out to us. Yesterday we talked about Proverbs 31:14. She is like a merchant ship. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is still night, verse 15, and gives food to her household and portions to her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. From her earnings, she plants a vineyard. She looks well to the days of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. This woman, she ain't lazy. That's what we talked about yesterday. And our guest today, I'll go ahead and introduce you so we can start into the show. She is one of our producer's moms. Mother's Day is just 2 weeks away. Her name is Colleen Dewan. And this woman, y'all, I mean, I benefit from the product of her labor because her daughter works for me. She has done such an incredible job raising her daughter that I was talking to Katie. She's been on the show, if y'all remember. I was talking to her and I was like, man, who can we get that is just, you know, rocking it out in the business world? And of course, all of us unanimously said, Colleen Dewan. So welcome to the show, Colleen. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Hearing about your life, I get the 411 on a daily basis from your daughter, and she just sort of fills me in on everything that's going on. But you really are such a blessing, and I just looked up to you, your work ethic, and how you go about things in so many ways. But why don't you tell for our listeners, what do you do for a living? You are definitely in the workforce. Give us a little bit about what you do and that type of thing.
So I have a long history in nonprofit, but currently I work in a software technology company. I'm an HR business partner. The technology company is outside of Philadelphia. There's close to 500 employees now. There was about 35 employees about 9 years ago when I started. So it's a big job. It's exciting. It's hard work and long hours, but I really enjoy it.
And you have three kids. We're going to talk a little bit about sort of your testimony and what God has done in your life later in the show. But you're a single mom, right?
Correct.
And talk to me. Tell me about your kids.
So I have three daughters, ages 22, age 20, and age 17. And we have a great time together. We are super close. We've grown up together in the Lord, and through trials and tribulations, we're maybe closer than a lot of mothers and daughters. But trials that have, you know, come our way and that they've been through and I've been through, it's turned out to be such a blessing because we're just all so in love with each other and each other's biggest cheerleaders.
I love that. That's awesome. There's nothing like a mom in a relationship with her daughters, right? There's just something so special about it. Well, I want to talk about the business world for a minute. You're clearly not a lazy woman. Can I just be personal and ask about how many hours do you think you work a week?
Ooh, probably at least 55 to 60.
So that's a full week.
That's a full week.
So you really love the Lord, and like I said, we'll talk about your background here a little bit, but you really know what it's like to rise while it is still night and give food to your household. That's something that you've been the sole provider for your family. For how many years have you been a single mom?
I've been a single mom since 2003, so 13 years. The girls were quite young. I had to go back into the workforce.
Mm. And you have clearly been really successful at it, and you're good at what you do. Now, there is a lot of moms out there. I'm a working mom, and it kills me to leave my kids. Sometimes Katie, your daughter, who watches my kids, is one of the things that she does. It has to sort of kick me out the door and be like, okay, go on, you know, move on. It's hard. It's hard to leave because you love your kids, but then, you know, you also have this calling of work on your life. Talk to me about balance in your life. How have you been a mom in the workforce and balanced children as well? What is some advice you can give to our listeners who are listening maybe on their lunch break right now?
Well, thankfully, in my early Christian years, I got saved at age 21. I'd been religious up to that point, but did not know I needed Jesus Christ to save me, to forgive my sins in order to have eternal life. From that minute on, from age 21, I poured myself into Scripture hours and hours, day after day, week after week, because I did not know that the Bible, this book that was in our house, was actually God's Word.
Hmm.
Once I realized it, I just ate it up, drank it up. And so there's just so many verses that come back to me. You know, so many things that God teaches us, something like, I know a verse I love, Psalm 61:2, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Because it is overwhelming being a single mother, working full-time, you know, raising children, wanting to know everything they're doing, where they are, how they're walking with the Lord.
Mm.
And so you just have to keep going back to Scripture. You have to keep going back to what does God say? What did he say? What are his promises? I know there's another verse that really helps me. It was also in Psalms, which all of us love, Psalm 46:5. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early.
Mm.
And things like that you just have to go to every day. And you can't look ahead 5 years, 10 years. It's today. Okay, today, what does God have on my plate today? What is on my list today? You know, and that's really a lot that has to do with it.
I mean, balance, you know, in him all things consist, and in him all things hold together. And, you know, it's hard to balance because, you know, if you're at your job 50 hours a week, you know, you can't be with the kids 50 hours a week. You know, so it's one of those things where it's out of necessity you work and, you know, you try to balance. When I'm working, because I travel and I'm gone for a couple days at a time, you know, I always pray for the Lord to give me the quality that I would have if I had the quantity of time. And, you know, sometimes those are incredible verses, I know, for any mom, when your heart is overwhelmed. So Colleen, it's not easy to be a mom that's working that many hours a week. Is that right?
Correct. And you do some of the things that I used to do, which is try to have individual time, you know, not just, okay, everybody in the car, we're going here, everybody in the car, you know, try to carve out that individual time with each of your children. And that's usually when they'll open up or tell you about something that's hurt them that day or hurt them that week or that they're scared about or sad about. So I think that's a really important thing that we need to do as moms that have minimal time, try to carve out individual time.
It is interesting, isn't it, how when you can get one of your kids alone, there's just something special about. They do open up. It's like, okay, this is not shared attention. This is one-on-one attention.
Right.
You know, and I got my mom all to myself. I went to Austin with my daughter a couple weeks ago, and we were driving back in the car, and she was looking at me, and all I could, she was telling me about what she did for her teacher, and I won't tell the story on the air, but I was looking at her thinking, this is precious, that she's going to remember this, because it was just the two of us, you know, it was kind of an electric moment right there. You talked to, we do a little pre-interviews here at the Autumn Mile Show, and one of the things that I loved was you surround your family with a support system, and everything is not the same as a stay-at-home mom. And you know, one of the things that Katie says a lot about you is that you have a great, even though you know you've done it alone, you know, you've conquered the workforce and you're rocking this mom thing, one of the things that you've done really well is surround yourself with a good support system. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I just love to have people over our house all the time. And some people are, you know, might be nervous about their home, like, oh, it's not perfect, the rugs need to be shampooed, the kitchen floor is kind of curling up in the corners, or, you know, I don't know how to cook. But to me, I always, you know, you always have pasta and you always have a big pot, you always have a jar of spaghetti sauce, and it's easy to make some homemade bread if you have a old-fashioned bread maker. So we always were ready to have people over. If people were over, we always, you know, we always tried to make them stay for dinner. I was always had something in the house that was, you know, let's have company, throw some brownies in, throw some pasta on, and we always tried to have people in our house that I wanted my girls to be around, but also that we wanted to minister to. You know, like, even though you're a single mother, you know, like the Proverbs 31 says, she stretched out her hand to the poor.
Yes.
She reaches forth her hands to the needy. So, you know, you never know, you might be going through a hard time, but the funny thing is no one ever really knows how much anybody else is hurting. We could right now be sitting next to someone else who's completely broken. We could right now be standing next to someone who's hurting in a way we would have no idea about. So we loved having people over. We loved just ministering to them. And then for me, to be honest, they ministered to my daughters as well. And, you know, I loved having a home with a lot of laughter and fun and often serious talking and prayer and just, you know, that's what you have to do when you're a single mom. You just have to have other influences on your children. And, you know, we always love doing that. I still love doing that.
And, you know, Katie talks a lot about, you have some great girlfriends too, that you kind of pal around with, and you got a good group for yourself as well to support you, right?
Correct. I have girlfriends back to, you know, 30 years ago that we were all became Christians around the same time. We all got married and had kids around the same time. And you have to not only surround yourself with these women to minister to each other, to take care of each other, to be accountable to each other, for them to call you and say, how are you doing? And for you to call them and maybe tell them you are going through a struggling time or depressed time or you just can't find that verse to get you through, you know. While the church should be a hospital where brokenhearted can come and be healed and where the weary or troubled can find hope and rest, it's not always there.
Yeah.
But the girlfriends, for the single mom, like, there's nothing like the girlfriend.
This is so good, and I know it is ministering. I'm just going to recap this, and then I want to transition your story a little bit. I love that verse, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock. I know it's okay, working mom out there, to acknowledge that what you're doing is not easy. It's okay to say, listen, this is difficult. It's hard to leave. However, I got a job to do. I need to provide for my family. It's okay for us to sort of feel like that at times. But I think some great tips that Colleen was talking about was get in the word. It is your rock. It is your rock. Make sure that it is a daily part of your life. Make quality time. Get your kids alone. Go to get ice cream. I mean, you need gas in your car. So you need to run to Target to get whatever, popcorn. Put a kid in the car and have a meaningful conversation with you, with your child. Make the time you have with your kids count. Quality. I know so many moms that don't work, that have quantity time with our kids, but not a lot of quality time. I know you're like this too, Colleen. I laser focus my time with my kids. I try to be 100% there. When my kids come home, my eyes are straight on them. And then you talked about entertaining, serving other people in need and hurting people, ministering, always having people over, and then surrounding yourself with an awesome support system for yourself, because mama's got needs too, you know. Awesome. Well, okay, so you are a single mom, and you have such an incredible story. I actually wanted to have you on next week, but we got to now. How did that happen? Let's go back to when you did find the Lord, and let's talk about, I know you were married before. Let's talk a little bit about that. Can you sort of open up about your testimony a little bit?
Sure. So, as I mentioned, I accepted Christ as my Savior when I was 21 at a secular college outside of Philadelphia. It was my senior year. And after that, I went to graduate school. Then I went to Bible school. And then the Lord just opened up a few opportunities for me. I was in West Africa for years, a bookkeeper with a group of missionaries. Another awesome opportunity, I worked with the Apache Indians in Arizona as a house mother. And that was quite interesting.
That is interesting.
Probably the hardest job I ever did. And then worked a couple years, and the Lord had my husband and I meet basically on a blind date. He was in seminary, and I was, praying, Lord, give me a man or give me a ministry, because I'm getting near 30, and I, put me in one or give me one. So anyway, we met on a blind date, and the rest was history. It was, we were the same age. We had similar doctrines. We both loved the Lord. We both wanted to serve Him. And we did. We got married shortly, probably by around 32, we were married, and had our first church by the time we were 34. And
so he was the pastor of the church at 34.
Right. So he became a pastor. He was the pastor of the church. I was the pastor's wife, and he was the pastor at this particular church in Western New York, actually, for about 8 years. But about halfway through, he slowly started to, it seems like get bored with ministry. It wasn't, he wasn't pouring himself into it anymore. And I started noticing little by little that he was walking away from the Lord, and slowly but surely.
As the pastor of the church?
As the pastor.
Okay.
So, he would be up there preaching, put off the old man and put on the new man. And honestly, maybe an hour later, he was leaving for a strip club or a bar or something else. So after a couple years of just about any sin that you can possibly imagine he was doing, he actually was offered a position in a Bible college. They did not know the life he was living. But soon after he got there, he got multiple DUIs and was fired from teaching in this Bible college, and we lost everything, absolutely everything.
Now, did you have kids at this point? When did the kids enter?
So the kids were born while we were right before we took the church and while we were in the church. So By the time he got fired from the church, it was 2003. So I had a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 5-year-old. So that's how old the girls were.
Wow.
And I had asked him hundreds of times to go get help. Please, please get help. We'll find the money. But he ended up just leaving after he got fired from the Bible college. And we were separated for about 5 years after that with no money. He did not support us financially or any way. He only saw the girls a little bit. It was really sad, really sad. So anyway, to be honest, God took him home 5 years later just because if it was possible, he got even worse. Mm. And, you know, God will not be mocked. And while he's long-suffering, and thank goodness he is, because we all need God to be long-suffering, there's a point where God, you know, said enough and took him home with a heart ailment. So anyway...
So let me just recap. If you're joining us now, we have Colleen Dewan on the line, and we're talking about Proverbs 31. She has an incredible story. We talked in the first half of the show just about Proverbs 31, tying in her story. She's not a lazy woman. She works long hours, but she's a great mom. She's got 3 kids, and she's done it. You can be a single mom working and be super successful. And I know that her story is encouraging people, but we've transitioned into how she became a single mom. She married her husband, who has passed away. And a few years, he became a pastor and became disenchanted with the church, and would get up and preach. This is according to her, what she just told us, which is fascinating to me. She'd get up and preach and then go to the strip club maybe a little bit later, and sort of lived this double life for a while. She had 3 beautiful daughters in the midst of this. So you were separated from him, Colleen, for 5 years, is that right?
5 years, yes, because I just kept praying that God would bring him back to himself, that he would see, like, you know, these 3 beautiful, fun girls, you know, my daughters, our daughters, that he would just say, what am I doing? And as long as God was giving him another day, to me it was a chance for him to repent and come back to him. But
wow.
He just never did.
So where clearly God is a big part of your life. I know what the answer is going to be, but talk to me about your relationship with God when you're watching your husband live this crazy double life. Where are you with the Lord?
I guess, I know who holds the future, and I know who holds my present. And, you know, I just continued to trust him with all my heart, not lean on my own understanding, because it didn't make sense to me how he could be willing to give this up, and just continue to acknowledge God. I knew he would direct my paths, all that, you know, Proverbs chapter 3. So I just continued day by day, could not take it more than a day, had to be a day at a time, and trusted the Lord. And I knew, you know, as I said, I'd spent many years studying the Word, and I just trusted that, you know, he was going to meet our needs as a family, with the girls, with everything, and he did.
It's really interesting. A lot of people leave church over scandals, because this is kind of scandalous, Colleen.
Yep.
People leave church, you know, when they hear their pastor is, you know, going to a strip club, and, you know, and it's super frustrating when we hear those stories. But one of the things you said about him is that he kind of became disenchanted with the church. We don't have very much time, about a minute left. Can you just kind of talk to me just a little bit about that? And how do you get over that? I know it's not a minute answer, but if you could try, that'd be great.
He had a lot of head knowledge, but as you've heard the illustration, you know, there's 18 inches between your head and your heart, and so much was just in his head from studying, that I don't know how much of it dropped into his heart and changed his life, that he allowed it to change his life. So that was the hard part. He just did not seem to want to you know, he wasn't in love with God. He was in love with knowledge, I think. And it's hard. It was hard.
Mm. But God brought you through, and what a woman you are, Colleen. Hats off to you over here. Thank you for sharing your story and being on the show. You know, like I said before, listeners out there, you know, this is a woman who she's been through a lot and had every opportunity to reject God. Rather, she jumped in and clung to him all the harder. And God has really blessed her, and I know blessed her children because of that. Thank you so much for being on the show today, Colleen. You are just an incredible lady.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. And thank you guys for listening out there. I'll see you next time on the Autumn Mile Show.